This summer, the Campus Sexual Violence Elimination Act went into effect nationwide, laying out new protocols colleges and universities must follow when it comes to preventing, reporting, and responding to sexual assault. Wyoming, with its one university, ranks fourth in the country in sexual assault reports per student. Wyoming Public Radio's Aaron Schrank spoke with administrators and advocates at the University of Wyoming about how sexual assaults are handled there and has this report.
Someone was sexually assaulted on UW's campus on the very first day of classes this year. It wasn't an isolated incident. Between 2011 and 2013, 27 sexual assaults were reported to campus authorities. And UW Police Chief Mike Samp says the problem is much worse than we know.
According to FBI statistics, only about 1 in 10 victims of sexual assault ever report to law enforcement. So although that number may seem high, we could actually have much higher numbers of victims out there.
In Samp's nearly two decades policing UW, he's found some common characteristics to these crimes on campus, like alcohol.
Virtually every sexual assault that we have reported to us at the police department, there was alcohol involved by the suspect, the victim, or both. We don't have a high incidence of stranger sexual assault. They virtually all occur by people that are known to the victim.
A Department of Justice study found that as many as 1 in 5 women will be sexually assaulted during their time in college, usually by someone in their social circle. A few years back, about 7% of UW students surveyed said they'd experienced a sexual assault. Samp says it's the most common violent crime on campus.
It does happen here. They are real incidents. And until we get to the point where our statistics are zero, we all have more work to do. Our society as a whole needs to take it as a serious issue.
The new federal rules call for more education on college campuses, increased reporting requirements, and clearer policies for how sexual misconduct is handled. Megan Selheim runs the university's Stop Violence program. She says before UW overhauled its policy to meet the mandate, victims did not know what would happen to them when they reported a sexual assault to administrators.
It's now much more consistent and clear. And so it makes it a lot easier for me to be able to tell a student very plainly, first this will happen, here's what you can expect.
Some victims seek criminal charges against their attackers. Some opt for sanctions through the university's student conduct process. Selheim explains that process can include an investigation, a conduct hearing, and an appeal. Investigators and hearing officers use a preponderance of evidence as the burden of proof in these cases.
They make a determination as to whether or not what has been alleged is more likely than not to have happened.
That's a lesser burden than the beyond a reasonable doubt used in criminal courts. In the last academic year, 3 students were expelled from UW for violating its sexual misconduct policy. Selheim says the process is more prompt and private than a trial.
Most of the students I work with appreciate having a reporting option that sort of splits the difference between the criminal process and nothing at all.
But either option can be extremely difficult for trauma victims. Becca Fisher works with sexual violence survivors as director of Albany County Safe Project.
Most of the people that I have served who have engaged any of those processes have had a level of frustration.
In UW's process, Fisher says the punishment doesn't always fit the crime, like a student being expelled, but only after he graduated, and another expelled student whose transcript cited personal reasons instead of his sexually violent behavior.
Those kinds of things are troubling to me as an advocate because that means that while they're being somewhat held accountable, they're likely off to the next place to potentially repeat the same thing.
Fisher says it's less than ideal when the people handling sexual misconduct investigations and hearings report directly to administrators who have an interest in making sure that the university is perceived a certain way.
It does become tricky, and I don't think that the University of Wyoming is necessarily immune to some of those political pressures.
We're really focused on the ongoing education that we provide students.
UW Dean of Students Sean Blackburn says his priority is educating students, as the new rules require, to stop assaults before they happen. Those efforts include an online portal, panels during orientation, and campus-wide awareness events. Blackburn also hopes that leads to more sexual assault reporting.
As we expand our awareness programs, we expect to see those numbers to slowly climb as we address the true issue that was always there.
And UW is also required to share those numbers with the public. Last year's campus sexual assault statistics will be released next month. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Aaron Schrank.